What does it mean to keep going, knowing that failure is at your doorstep, knowing that there are obstacles slowing you down? What does it mean to keep going?
Got gains.
Failure is not in my vocabulary. It is non-existent. And what does it mean to keep going? And the way that I look at it, whether you're on a fitness journey, whether you are in a route to finishing college, whether you are en route to building a business, or whatever way you're looking to seek growth in your life, it inevitably means to keep going despite the adversity. We all go through different problems, different obstacles in many ways, shapes, and forms that it takes in life. No matter how bad things get, even if things aren't working, what does it truly mean to keep going, be in pursuit? If there's one thing that I've learned, especially at the event when I spoke to these two individuals, was to become unconditional to the process, and instead of remaining conditional. And meaning you show up every single day of the week, whether you like to or not. You show up every single day of the week, whether you think it's going to work or not. You show up every single day of the week for your clients, whether you want to or not. And I'm starting to learn the importance of having clients, right? And in relation to showing up on social media, and the importance behind those two altogether. And I'm seeing how more important it is to show up for yourself, because when you show up for yourself every day, you show up for the people that you are, in my case, that I am trying to help. What about you, the individual who is listening in? And how does this tie into you? What does it mean to keep going inevitably? And, you know, failure, knowing that failure is an option for the few who actually give up on their goals. It means you need to remain unconditional to the process. If you are on a skinny fat journey and you're looking to lose the belly fat for good, you need to remain unconditional to the process. You need to do everything every single day. You need to show up for yourself. You need to show up and track your foods every single day. You need to show up and ultimately put in the work. If you remain conditional on your journey to being skinny fat and you're trying to lose the weight, you're trying to increase your energy levels, you're trying to improve self, and you remain conditional, meaning you show up 2, 3, 5 times in a week instead of showing up 7 days a week, what kind of results do you think you're going to expect out of it? And that's the exact thing that I've learned when it gets down to it. And this is where failure creeps in, because when it gets to that point where you're just exhausted, you're burnt out, you feel like as if you don't want to put in any more work in your life, in your body, and actually and physically grow, you then throw in the towel, you then quit, and failure creeps in. And then you go back to what you were doing in the past, or, well, in your case, it may be not even caring about achieving the body or growing physically in your life. And it just leads to complacency, it leads to comfort, and it leads to you not being able to grow. And if you're not growing, you're dying. That's a quote that Dean Graziosi says quite often. If you're not growing, you're dying, which is why it's always important to invest in knowledge, as knowledge is the new currency of the world. The more knowledge you have, you know, the more power you have, meaning you'll be able to operate more freely in what to do, when to do it, and how to execute it. You know, and there's also a quote in the Bible that talks about, for my people perish due to a lack of knowledge and due to a lack of understanding. And if all you had was just knowledge, would that alone be stopping you from getting to where you need to be in your fitness journey? Would that alone be stopping you from putting on the muscle? Would that alone be stopping you from improving your overall quality of life? Would that be stopping you from becoming the best version of yourself made possible? All of this ties into being unconditional to the process rather than being conditional. Once I heard that one sentence, it spoke volumes, because I looked at that differently. Now I'm thinking, oh, it means that I have to change my expectations and how I go about the whole social media thing. And it's a game of experimentation. You get to try different things. And in that process, you have to remain steadily consistent. Don't be attached to the result. When things don't work, it doesn't mean that you should stop doing less of, it doesn't mean you should stop doing more of that same principle you're following, but it means to come up with a different plan and try it again. Those that continue to do so are able to see through their goals and see through it to the very end. And those that just start and quickly give up because things didn't work out, or things got hard, or things didn't go the way that they wanted to. And life doesn't always go the way that we expect it to or want to. That's just how life is. And it's made to test your mental bandwidth. I believe that's what life is meant to do. And it's meant to test your physical capability of whether you're or not you're able to handle this goal and you're able to perform at a high enough level. And every day that I'm graced with more life, I'm faced with the same trial time and time again. Is this something you truly want, or is it something that you just kind of want because it gives you the opportunity to experience life with absolute freedom? If you are a hard gainer, skinny fat, or even have that muffin top look and you want to get rid of it for good, DM me Grow on Instagram at Gabriel Grows. Let's get back into the podcast. And that's the whole sense of it, ideally. The mission has always been important. It's always been pertinent. It's always been to impact, to lead, to help, to serve, preferably specifically men, to reach their ideal physique, reach their fitness goals, and improve their overall quality of life. And in it, I've always had these doubts of is it possible? Can I do this? Those revolving, limiting beliefs day in and day out. And I've had the community that instilled the beliefs, instilled the desire that this goal is visibly possible. You just have to go out there, put in the work, and stay consistent to the process. Become unconditional. Becoming unconditional to the process, it means to show up for yourself every single day of the week. You have to show up for yourself, show up to your clients, show up to your family, show up in every way of life that you are possibly involved in. That's what it means to become unconditional. Instead of showing up a few times a week and thinking that it's okay to get you to where you want to be. Any effort or plan that is half-baked, or you put in half effort in, you can very much expect a lack of sufficient results in the term, because whatever effort, whatever input you put in, it determines the output you get out. Alex Hormoz, he said it once, level of input is proportional to the level of output you get out. Even at the event, this individual, Alex Sundar, said, you need to put in more effort into your life. The more effort you put in, it's the more output you're going to get out of the effort you put in. And I'm starting to see the correlation behind that. And that is what it means to keep going. That is exactly what it means to keep going. Failure is never the option. Failure should never be the option, or should even be on the forefront of your mind when things aren't going well. The ability to move past your pain, to be able to keep pushing despite how bad things are, even if you tried the keto, you tried paleo, you tried Mediterranean, you tried all the diets under the sun, and you're just fed up with trying so many things, experimenting with different methods, you just want to give up, because giving up would be a lot more easier to do than you pushing past the pain, than you having to keep going. Quite frankly, it's very easy to give up, because all you got to do is tell yourself, okay, I'm done. And then you're done. And then you go back to doing what you've been doing in your life, which isn't quite productive to helping you grow, helping you gain knowledge to develop your physique the right way. You know, you probably most likely go back to being a couch potato. Don't be that couch potato, yo. Don't be that guy. And it's all about having a relationship, the right relationship with food. And that will carry you a lot farther if you're more aware of what you're doing in a day-to-day life. And above all, remember this: become unconditional and remain truthful to the process instead of being conditional. Thank you for listening into today's podcast episode. If you got any insights or learned something new, I ask that you rate and review this channel, as that is how it continues to reach more individuals like yourself and changes more lives. Follow and subscribe to the show if you have not already. And as always, stay tuned.